Masechet Baba Kama, Perek He, Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about Bor, a pit, which is an obstacle that causes damage to a person in a public area. Mishnah says, HaChofer Bor B'Rishut HaYahid, U'Ptaho L'Rishut HaRabim. If somebody digs a pit in his own private domain, and the opening to it is in the Rishut HaRabim, Or if he digs a pit in the public domain and there's an opening to it in his own private domain, or third case, b'rishut ha'yahid u'ptahol b'rishut ha'yahid aher, or if he digs a pit in his own private domain and the opening to it is in another private domain that he also owns, in all of these cases, hayav, he's obligated to pay for any damages that he causes by the pit. In these cases, of course, when we're talking about the b'rishut ha'yahid, he's giving up his ownership of the area around the pit, so it becomes part of the public domain as well. In all of these cases, if the opening is accessible to the public, he is liable. He's causing a potential problem to happen by connecting his own board that he's putting it with the public domain in some way, shape, or form, or on another property. In all of these cases, he would be hayav because he is causing damage to another person. But the next case in the Mishnah will be even if it's not in his own public domain. Hofer bor b'rishut harabim v'nafal etocho shor o hamor v'amet hayav. If somebody digs a pit in the public domain and an animal falls in and that animal dies, the person who dug that pit is obligated to pay for it, even though everything here is in the Rishut HaRabim and he doesn't own any of it, but he dug it. Because he dug it, he's responsible for any of the damages that it causes. We'll now talk about all different types of pits that he would be liable for if he uncovers them. Ehada hofed bor, siyah, ara, haritzin, ne'itzin. In these five different types of pits that we're going to mention now, a person would be obligated if he revealed them or if he dug them and they caused damage. The first one is a bor. A bor is a regular pit. Number two is a siyah. A siyah is a ditch, which is long and narrow. It's a long and narrow pit. Thirdly is a me'ara. Me'ara is like a cave or a vault, which is a square pit where there's a roof on top. Four, haritzin is a square pit that's uncovered. And then lastly, une'itzin. A ne'itzin is a wedge-like pit where it's wide on top and narrow on the bottom. In all of these cases, hayav, he's obligated to pay for any of the damages that he causes. Im ken, lama ne'emar bor. If so, that there are many different types of pits that a person would be liable for if he causes damage, why does the Torah only mention bor? Answers the Mishnah. Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamit asara tefachim, Av kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamit asara tefachim, says the Mishnah, a regular pit is able to cause a animal to die because it's 10 tefachim deep. That's the definition of a pit. It's deep enough to kill an animal that would fall into it. So therefore, we extrapolate from there, we learn from there, that any other type of pit, it has to have the ability to cause death, which means that it's 10 tefachim deep, and therefore it's hayav. So the standard understanding of a bor is learned out to all other types of holes that could cause damage. Hayu pehotin me'asra tefachim v'naval tocho shor o hamor v'amet. If any of the pits were less than 10 tefachim deep and an ox or a donkey fell into it and died, patur, the person who dug that hole would not be obligated to pay. It's unexpected that that type of a shallow pit would cause the death of an animal, so therefore we cannot put the damages on the person who dug that hole. Vim huzak bo haya, but if the animal fell into it and hurt itself, a pit less than 10 tefachim, then the digger would be obligated to pay for it, because even these shallow types of pits could cause damage, could cause injury to the animal.